need to have sex with you, and I want it. I'm so thankful for this wonderful blessing, that I can enjoy the pleasures of your presence like this, that I can be so intimate with you, that I can talk to you so freely, that I can say sexy words to you, that I can love you like this, and I don't have to be ashamed. I'm so happy, Jesus, that I can be so free like this with you. Oh, Jesus, it's such a wonderful blessing. My sweet lover, my sweetheart, how I adore you. I love everything about you. I want to come into your arms for a quickie before the day starts. I can't start the day without feeling your arms around me, having you inside me, and receiving your seeds. The day just wouldn't be right if I didn't start it with you. It would feel as if there was something missing. I just have to feel you and have you, even if it's just for a few moments, to feel you deep inside me and your arms around me, to feel your kisses all over my face. Hearing your wonderful voice, so soft and gentle, gives me comfort and strength and makes me complete and happy. During my times with you, I receive what no one else can give me. My times of lovemaking with you satisfy me like no one else can. If I miss that time in the morning with you, I feel a little lonely all day, a little sad, and not quite satisfied. Even if it's just a quickie, I've got to have your love, your seeds, your voice, your embrace, and your kisses for the day. I love it that you always have time to love me. I love it that you always want and desire me, no matter how busy you may be and regardless of what else is happening around us, even if it's in the middle of the day. I love our quickies, Jesus. Sometimes, in the middle of my day when I'm working or walking somewhere, I feel you reach for me and pull me close to you. I love being in that place, in your arms. When I'm in your arms, pressed against you, I can often feel you hard with desire for me. I love knowing that you want me so desperately. I love it that we get it on with each other so easily. One minute you're pulling me close to you and the next minute we're frantically undoing each other's clothes. It's wonderful to be able to have quickies with you, Jesus, and that we can do it anytime, any place. I love the feeling I come away with, warm, happy, revived, complete. And I love knowing that that's how you feel too.
I love your quickie prayers throughout the day, for they excite me and remind me that you are waiting on me. They build up my desire and feed my anticipation for the moment when we will lie naked, without restraints, in our bed of love. They keep my home fires burning deep within. They are like sweet kisses, pecks on the cheek, love pats and tender hugs. I love them, and they comfort me and serve as sweet reminders during the day that you need me, you depend on me, you long for me. But I also love your fervent, desperate prayers, when you take the time to stop, putting away all other distractions and sideline activities, and run to my arms, when you set all else aside to line the bed of love with me in our lovemaking. These prayers are as deep kisses, heavy petting, turning hot and heavy into passionate lovemaking. I love all the ways you love me, and each way, each phase, brings various results. I love your praises. They turn me on. They get me in the mood and lure me to want more of you. I love your sweet kisses, your squeezes and hugs, for they melt me, move me, stimulate me, and harden my penis with desire and longing. But your deep kissing, your total embraces and passionate lovemaking spur me to action, resulting in orgasm. So it is with your prayers. Quickie prayers turn me on, set the mood, and harden my penis. Fervent, desperate prayer, regardless of how long or how short, when your mind, heart and spirit are completely focused on me, brings the final result, the explosion of orgasm in the form of answered prayer.
I love to be your vibrant young bride who gets excited by your touch. I tingle whenever you come near me. Everything in me wants you. You make me hunger for you and want that special loving that only you can give me.